Thank you, Mr. President, and sorry to pest you all at the end of that session. I'd just like to start by congratulating you on a very, very solid draft action plan, and we're very grateful for the opportunities you've given us to give input in the drafting process, and pleased to see that the product is very much in line with the Norwegian thinking on the matter. And as many others, we're very happy to see that synergies are being mentioned, and to see also that there's good synergies between the Oslo Action Plan and the draft Lausanne Action Plan. The conventions are very similar, the stakeholders are to a large extent the same, and the alignment in our opinion serves to strengthen both sets of norms, and we've of course taken note of Cuba's point and understand their concern, but we don't think exploiting to the fullest extent possible the synergies between the two sets of norms poses risk to those who are not party to one or the other convention. If you can't subscribe for national security reasons to one or the other, then be that as it may, but let's not avoid using the best practice standards and operators and communities that exist out there to ensure that as few people as possible get killed or maimed by such explosives. When it comes to the actions and indicators, the shortness of it all is very good. Nothing is less appetizing and user-unfriendly than long and wieldy documents, and the clearer the language, the shorter the sentences and the more action-oriented it is, the more it will be used. While some paragraphs can maybe be trimmed down a bit, it's generally speaking a very good draft. And in order to keep it short and sweet, I can flag already now that Norway will show a lot of flexibility. And while we have some suggestions to the various chapters, our approach is primarily that of flexibility, and we hope this goes for everybody else too. One specific issue towards the end here, we're very pleased to see the strong focus on clearance and risk reduction, and the fact that these are split into separate characters, chapters, and also the strong focus and cross-cutting focus on gender, which as we know is highly useful and relevant as a perspective in the context of mine action, risk reduction, victim assistance and victim avoidance more generally. And it might be so that you can't exhaustively define the contents of a word like gender or diversity for that matter. As with all natural language, it evolves over time, but it has a rather clear core, and the point is that we must be reminded that people are different and have different needs, something that we all too often forget as we charge ahead with our work. So again, we're very pleased with the strong language on gender. And we understand that it must be hugely difficult to organize this in times of COVID. So I'd just like to say on behalf of Norway that we're ready to support and assist the presidency in whatever way it is that you need us in the runner-up to the review conference in November. Thank you.